this is a situation that the FBI is heading up the investigation into this, and it's going to be a very serious and intense investigation into what happened here, but also there's going to be a very deep look into how this could happen. Michael?
Do we know how the investigators found the shooter who was reportedly killed? Because we understand he was up in an elevated position, which also seems odd that at a rally, a shooter could be in an elevated position to shoot down there. So how did they know where to go?
Yeah, the Secret Service has what they call counter-sniper teams. And this shooter was on a rooftop facing the rally off to the side of the location. And I'm told that there were actually Secret Service counter-snipers or Secret Service team members on elevated positions not too terribly far away from where this individual was. The shooter was killed very shortly after the shots they fired that killed the rally-goer and that hit the former president and wounded other people. And they were fired, I'm told, as well by Secret Service counter-sniper people, team members. But that is extremely odd that he would have that opportunity. And I'm not going to hazard a guess as to how he was able to achieve that, but it was extremely odd.
So, JJ, when these types of things happen, you know, the people who have to deal with this don't know how big this incident is. Was it a lone wolf? Was it part of a larger thing? Could a foreign nation be involved? So I'm imagining that probably security for President Biden and other top government leaders may have been tightened up after this.
Yeah, they were, and they will be. And to be honest about it, security for you and me and for everybody is going to be tightened up after this because, you know, this is a warning, and it's also sort of making good on threats that we heard from the FBI that we needed to look out for a couple years ago and earlier this year. Security for presidents and former presidents and people running for president is headed up by the Secret Service. They usually set up concentric rings of security around these folks. They send in advance teams to do work. And I'm certain, Michael, that all of that work that they do is now going to take on added importance. And there may even be more work to do in addition to what they normally do. Because, as I said a bit earlier, presidents and former presidents in this country simply, as history dictates, they don't get shot.